Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the world, wherever you're listening, over in Africa, in Kenya, Zimbabwe, you know, Australia, wherever you are, Canada, it doesn't matter. Right here in the U.S. of A., God bless you. I pray that everything that you're dealing with, that you will let God show you the way out of the situation, because he is definitely a way maker. All right. Let us humble ourselves and go before the throne of God in prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and all your glory, now and forever. Most gracious and merciful Father, we come on this day, Lord God, just giving you thanks, putting breath into our bodies, opening our eyes to see that beautiful creation that you prepared for us, Lord God. Forgive us for our sins and our transgressions before you. Lord God, I ask that you send your guardian angels to watch over us this evening, Lord God, as we break chains, Lord God, right here on the podcast of YAT Radio. Lord God, bless all the listeners in their homes and their families, Lord God. Bless all the participants that will call in tonight, Father God. Father God, bless this ministry, Father God. Bless me and my family and my loved ones, Father God. I lift all of us up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Heal, protect, guide, strengthen, comfort. Lord God, just keep us on the right path, Lord God. Let our minds stay on you, Lord God, so we will keep ourselves on the right path. Lord God, give us the faith, Lord God, that you know that you've given us. Let us have faith in the faith that you've given us, Lord God, to put all of our trust and beliefs in you. Father God, I ask that you just comfort the families that have lost loved ones, that are dealing with COVID, Lord God, or whatever illness or ailment that is going on. Healing and deliverance, I speak over them in the name of Jesus. If it be your will, Father God, we ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Nothing gets to you without going through him. And we acknowledge him as our Lord and Savior, Yahshua the HaMashiach. And we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. All of God's children say amen. Amen and amen. God bless you, everybody. You know what time it is. It's time to suit up. Put on your full armor of God. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signing on. It's time for the special assignment. Get on your post. Let's go get them, y'all.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top just like that, heard, you understand? Gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So ain't got time for no playing, cause these faith working by love, yeah. And I love the fact that he's playing me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on the direction, and surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear it around like a necklace, yeah. God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me, and it's going down like life's camera action. With this shed of seeing blood on the ground, yeah, I need changing my city. system. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush them. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Still, I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. And that's the evil spot, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who said to sit the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. I'm on a mission with a message, no flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here, yeah, I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand. And it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is, yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. Ain't got the juice on me, I got his glow for sure. I see it now like the sun peeping through the clouds, arriving up over the horizon. Cause it's my season. See it clear, that's my field. Now I'm here, and I got the heart of a lion.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you very much, big bro. Welcome back to the show, Breaking Chains. It's a special assignment. Pastor Rod hanging out with you. Just me and the Lord flying right now. You know what I'm saying? We pray for all the brothers that's out there, all my sisters. You know, maybe they'll call in tonight. You know, a lot of them still working. You know, everybody got an agenda. Everybody got things going on. So we just pray and cover everybody in prayer that God be with you, that we stay focused. And those that have lost our focus, that we refocus and continue to look to the hill from which coming our help, because our help comes from the Lord. You know what I'm saying? You got to look up. You know what I'm saying? When they were up there praising the Lord on the mountaintop, you know what I'm saying? And the people were down below looking up and they saw – they looked like smoke up there, but they didn't understand that it was the Spirit of the Lord hovering. You don't understand what I'm saying? So you need to allow the Spirit of the Lord to hover over you. You need to ask the Spirit of the Lord to come and hover over your home, over your families. You understand what I'm saying? But you got to get all of that nonsense, all of that evil, all of that darkness out of the way and let God inside so he can hover and walk with you. He can hover over you everywhere you go. And when people see you coming, they'll see the mighty light of Christ on you, that light of God on you. You understand what I'm saying? Oh man, it's serious out here. You know, Monday nights we talk about the special assignment. Are you on your assignment and doing what thus says the Lord? Are you on your mission, the great commission that was given to you to go out and make disciples of all nations and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? The thing about it is that, you know, when you look around and you're out and about, you hear people making little statements about everything that's going on. I don't know what's going on. What's the problem? What's wrong with these children? What's wrong with these people? Everybody's asking the question, what's the problem? What's the problem? What's going on? What's the problem? And the thing about it is that, you know, we're going to ask that question tonight, but we're going to tell you what's going on. See, we're not going to ask what's going on. We're going to tell you because God has already told us what was going to go on. You know what I'm saying? And man, I tell you, we will have to just start studying the Word of God. We got to start studying, you know, and getting into the Word and being true to the Word and being true to God, because we're doing too much. Putting up too many facades, thinking we fooling God because we are able to get over and fool man. Did you hear what I said? I said that we're putting up a facade thinking that we're fooling God because we're able to get over on man. Did you hear that back there? Because, see, I don't know why you think that you can do to God what you're doing to man. What you're doing to man is you're going to suffer for that too, as if you just playing games with God. How do we figure that we can just get away with things? You know what I'm saying? So like I told you, you hear a lot of people talking about what's going on, what's wrong with these children, all this kind of stuff. So I'm asking you tonight, what's the problem? What you think the problem is? You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot going on, but if you would study your words, you would be prepared for what's going on. I'll give you a for instance. I'll give you something to go by. If you listening right now, write this down, turn to it with me, and let's go over here to the book of 2 Timothy. Okay? 2 Timothy the 3rd chapter. I'm going to just read some of this to you. It says, "But understand this." That in the last days there will come times of difficulty. Now this is in God's word, the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. And you say it's the white man's book, you know what I'm saying? The Caucasian race took this book and twisted it around so that they could be the ones that steal God's glory. Listen to what I said now. They twisted a lot of things in God's book so that they can get all the glory, trying to take it from God. See, like I said, putting up this facade like they are better. Listen, you see what happened to their daddy, Lucifer, right? He thought he was better than God, and he got tossed and kicked out of heaven. So they're down here acting like they're better than God, so they won't even make it to heaven. Oh, man. See, you talking about some, who he think he is. He don't know who going to heaven. I don't know who going to heaven. But I'm just stopped by to tell you on my way to heaven that those type of people that I'm finna tell you about in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, won't make it there unless they repent and ask God to remove that darkness and evilness from them and replace it with his Holy Ghost. His Holy Spirit got to get all on them and in them. And then they'll be restored back to the Father. Okay? So here's the thing. He said that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. Look around you. Pay attention. People will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness, that's that facade I was telling you about, but denying its power. God told you, he says this, these three words, avoid such people. Did you hear what I said? Avoid such people. Especially those out there that are listening that are not strong enough of how to go about fighting off the spirit of the enemy off of them, from around them. Don't put yourself in harm's way. If you can hear what I just said in that scripture right there, and then if you listen to 2 Timothy, and then listen, write this one down. You go over there to the book of Galatians. Okay? Go over there to the book of Galatians. You there? Write it down now. The 5th chapter. Write it down. And I want you to read the whole book, the whole chapter. But I also want you to go down. Walk down with me to verse, let's start in 18. No, let's start at 17. I want you to listen to this. Write it down. Galatians 5, starting at verse 17. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit. That means opposite. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Y'all talk about the yin and the yang. I'm talking about evil and good. Listen, desires what is contrary to the spirit. That's what the flesh does. And the spirit, what is contrary to the flesh. So they constantly at war with each other. They constantly in battle. So you want to know what the problem is? I'm telling you right now. I'm going to start over. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. So the flesh want to pull you away from good. But the spirit of the Lord is trying to pull you out of that darkness. My God, listen. It says the acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and life. It says, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. He said he warned you before. He told you about this. But listen to this now. He says, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So if you go against it, oh man, you're going against the laws of God. Listen, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. So you still ask, what's the problem? That's the problem. That's the problem. Spiritual warfare is going on, and nobody is trying to instruct you about spiritual warfare. No one is trying to, and forgive me for saying no one, because I know there are those out there teaching and preaching about spiritual warfare, giving you sound doctrine. So please forgive my terminology just then, brothers and sisters of God. Forgive me. I want to say this. Some are not teaching. We are all supposed to be on one accord if we are children of God, called according to his purpose. According to his purpose now. I didn't say man's purpose. Because see, man has put a lot of things out here that we should follow opposite of what God says. Watering it down opposite of what God says. God is firm and direct, decent and in order. The scripture said that the word of God cuts like a double-edged sword. It cuts through the flesh. It cuts through the bones. It cuts through the marrow. It pierces the heart. It always cuts to the soul. And you wonder why a lot of people don't want to get on the air with us? Because we all sinners falling short of the glory of God. We all guilty. None of us are perfect. We are supposed to be striving for perfection every day. Because we will never be perfect on this side of heaven. Never. And if you got somebody to say, I'm telling he lying, he don't know what he's talking about. Show it to me in the word of God. That we're going to be perfect. Show it to me. Call me right now and tell me the scripture and say, man of God, you're not telling the truth right there. Send me an email, webreakingchains@gmail.com. Go on youngadultstalk.org and leave a comment. It's up. It ain't all the way ready, but it's up. It take comments. Excuse me, y'all. I'm sipping on my tea. But listen, you have to make sure that you are walking in accordance to God's word. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy. Listen, Jesus told us that it wasn't going to be easy. Jesus told us that we were going to suffer and go through things because it wasn't easy. He told us they hated me before they hated you. He let us know that we were going to be hated. He let us know we were going to be disliked. He let us know that we were going to go through heartache and pain. We were going to have trials and tribulations. He told us, and it was all because of him. So that means that if we accept him as our Lord and Savior, we should have been already prepared for the tricks and the trials and tribulations of the enemy. But we let the enemy come and trip us up every day. I said we. I didn't just say you. I said we. The enemy, listen, you got to understand something. You got to understand this. That the enemy, Satan, who was Lucifer, was there when your blueprint was laid out. When God was preparing to create us out of the dust of the earth. So he knows the pattern and the path that God has planned for. He told us in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you." So he knew that. He knew that when he said, "I knew you before you was in your mother's womb." He already had plans. He knew what your life was going to be all about. But the blueprint of man, the greatness of man, the power of man, you know what I'm saying? The authority, the dominion, Lucifer man. You have more power and authority than him. You know? And we act like we don't know how to use it. Because we've allowed man to tell us, that stuff ain't real. Ain't no man. Jesus, white man, that ain't real. You know, all of these things. And it's like, wow. Wow. Are we that naive that we always got to take everything that man says and not go and research for ourselves? We pull up Facebook, we pull up YouTube, we get all on there and watch these videos, these movies and do anything, but we can't take a few minutes to pull up the Word of God and study about who we are and whose we are and how we got here and what we need to do to live in paradise in the kingdom of God, where the streets are paved in gold, where the rivers flow with milk and honey. Are we that naive? So listen, we got to do something. Something. We got to do something to do better. You know what I'm saying? What's the problem? We're not fighting back. We're not saying anything. We know what's going on. We see it happening all around us. You're letting people tell you to be quiet. You don't need to say nothing. That ain't your business. And you call yourself a saved Holy Ghost filled child of God. And you let somebody tell you you don't need to say nothing about your daddy's earth, about your daddy's people, your daddy's creation. So you mean to tell me You'll defend your earthly beings, father, mother, siblings, children, but you won't defend your heavenly father who created everything and everybody? You let people tell you he ain't real? Being just like Peter denying him? Don't you hear that crow crowing? Wow, man. Wow, man, I tell you. Man, it's like how do we do that? What's the problem? We're not standing together as one in unity as the body of Christ with many members. We standing as what? Ourselves in our own little world and our own little platform? Since when? The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. That means that he owns the whole earth and everything in it. That includes you. You know, it includes you. So, you know, I just got to get to the bottom of some things, you know, like here's something else. We don't want to support each other, but we say we're the body of Christ. We want to have cliques and got each other's back in the clique. But what about the people that's out there lost that really need help? You're so busy going after the saved, your amen corner, but what about the lost? Jesus said he came for the sick, the unsaved people. He didn't come for the saved people. So if I say that and you say, well, you don't know who's sick. You don't know who needs some help. So you mean to tell me ain't nobody saved, everybody sick? Ain't nobody really sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost? A blood-bought believer, as Evangelist Aquina say? A true saint of God? Living for God? You'll die for God? You mean tell me that ain't real? The devil is a lie. I know it's real. So if you know it's real, I know it's real. Act like it's real. Stand up and be real. We shouldn't be having to see our people suffer that are less fortunate, that don't have, that are hungry, homeless, going through it all over the world. But what about the soil that you walk on? What are you doing where you are to help to solve some of the problems that's going on? Or are you one of those ones that's always murmuring and complaining, whining? Or are you helping to do something about it? My God, I wish my people was here, man. You know what I'm saying? And so we can really talk about this, because, you know what I'm saying? I think I want to elaborate on this a little while, because, you know, there's some serious issues going on, and we act like we're afraid to step up to them and face them. You know, it's time to confront some of these things. Listen. Jesus wasn't in the four walls. Yahshua. You know what I'm saying? Yahshua, what, you know, however you pronounce it. You know what I'm saying? But he wasn't in four walls. He didn't have a building that he always was in. He went to the temple of God, yes. But one of the times he went there, you got to remember now, he went in and he had to flip over tables. He had to get radical. So don't frown when you have somebody coming to get radical, confronting the enemy. That evil spirit that lurks, that has walked up in God's house, that has walked up in your house, that has walked up in the schoolhouse, which has walked up in the White House, which has walked up in the Senate house, the Congress house. Listen, he done walked up in everywhere. He everywhere. And am I giving him any glory? No, I'm not. I don't care nothing for him. I'm just speaking the truth. And how do I know? How do I know that? Because where's the love? Where's the support? Are you your brother's keeper? Are you your sister's keeper? You know, it's like it's heartbreaking, but it's real. It's real. And all we can do is to do our part to make sure that we do what we're supposed to do. That means that we're supposed to love, you know what I'm saying, be gentle, kind, helping, you know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be on top of these things. Taking care of the widows, the orphans, the less fortunate. You know, we got veterans sleeping under bridges, in parks, in the corners, shelters. They serve this country. You know what I'm saying? Not getting a check. You know what I'm saying? Getting, you know what I'm saying? Just losing benefits. You know, first responders all over the country. You know what I'm saying? Underpaid. You know what I'm saying? Teachers underpaid. You know, but our senators, our congressmen, you know what I'm saying? Don't miss a pay period. Ain't missed a meal. And have control of all of our tax money that goes in, but we don't see a lot of it coming out to benefit our communities. What's the problem? What's the problem? And not only what's the problem, what are we going to do about it? It's time to do something about it, y'all. Get involved in the conversation, 858-357-9137. We're going to take a quick break, man. Take me a breather. Boy, I know how to talk, but woo, let's do it. Enough is enough, y'all. Seriously, what's the problem? Let's talk about it. It's a special assignment, Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Hang on, y'all.
It's all yours, Lord. Yeah, yeah. It's all yours, it's all yours. Get it. Yeah. Come on. It belongs to you. Uh-huh. It belongs to you. Yeah. Right. I know I'm not fit or deserving to do this, but I'm foolish. If I don't spit to give you godly influence like a student, practice and prudence, will you walk with me through this? As I give my people a tip, as glorifying Yeshua, cause he is the beginning. Everything came into being by his being, the being who created all other beings. Where I'm seeing through to his benevolent free decree, he's the almighty creator of everything that was seen. There is none like him. If you don't like him, then no use the liking and liking himself to acquire just to delight him. That's why I write him. My right hand used to write sin, battling Tim like I was Shaolin. And now despite sin, I give praise to the God who made sunny days the white lightning. It's quite frightening to sing, whose world is this without proper enlightenment? Yeah, come on. Whose world is this? Come on. Yeah, it belongs to you. It belongs to you, Christ Jesus. Come on. Uh-huh. Let them know. Whose world? Let them know. That's right, yeah, the world is yours, my God.
He's intelligent design, like eloquence combined. Light elements assigned by Elohim, my God. He left his fingerprint. He's thinking that our origins are coincidence. Our symmetry alone makes evolution look ridiculous. And since our complexity is more than irreducible, the fact our design had a designer is irrefutable. I've used a science tool to make a statement like this. The existence of an atheist proves God exists. He's the owner, holding the throne, potent and strong. He smote any foe, approaching him on boldness alone. But since he arose, he told us to go on this road. Shown by a knowledge foretold, spoken by prophets of old. The total opposite road, chosen by populace, goes down to the hottest abode. Total apocalypse flow. That's why we're rocking it, yo. Handy sound to the proudest men. God has brought you in this world and he can sure take you out of it.
Yeah. And whose world is this? Come on. That's right, we gotta let them know. It's sure Christ Jesus, it's sure my God. Yeah, let them know, homie.
You should already know who's running it, brother. You don't want it. He made it in six, but he'll only take one to crumble it. The earth rumbles at the sound of his mumbling. He flooded it once, but with Noah, he made a covenant. So the next time he's gonna be coming with flames. His antagonists don't know if they're up again. The tongue of the last Adam who's rapping will smash men. Now holds together every last atom, and that ain't even the sum of it. Matter of fact, you couldn't handle the half. I'm only giving you some of it. But it's still enough of it for you to come to grips with the fact that it's his planet. You own none of it. So please consider how dumb it is to take comfort in the momentary status you have and the stuff you hold. Who plays it up in the end? You can trust it, kid, but we ain't bugging because another one is coming, you dig?
That's what it is, y'all. You know that. It all belongs to you. Heavenly Father, you know the world is yours. It's true. Let's get it, y'all. You know what the truth is.
Come on.
It all belongs to you. My God, it all belongs to you.
The earth was so impressed with his defeat of the grave. The ground did the Harlem shake, the ocean did the wave.
No longer a slave now that I see the Lord of God. So deep, he causes hurricanes when he brainstorms. I switched teams, me and Craig got traded on the same night. Same conference, same sermon by James White. The light of Christ displays the one. I'm evidence that his grace is amazing, son. Man continues to overvalue his worth. Spends most of his time trying to conquer the earth. That kind of action only leaves you empty or hurt. Then you see your true value when you return to the dirt. $5,000 casket, $500 clothes. 6 months for the grieving, 1 year to decompose. I've yet to find a human who can outlive the curse. While God sits in the heaven, place his feet on the earth.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you, big bro. Welcome back to the show. Breaking Chains, a special assignment on this Monday. You know, hey, Pastor Rod hanging out with you. Listen, we make a statement here. And one of the things that when God gave me this vision of this ministry almost 25 years ago. Oh, yeah, by the way, y'all, I want you to get ready to start saying happy anniversary, happy birthday to Young Adults Talk. This ministry will be celebrating the silver anniversary come June 26th of this month. So get ready. God gave me all of my businesses, all the ministry, everything hit. We did everything the same day. You know, our entertainment and music entity, all of that was formed be 25 years ago on the 26th of this month. With what my late brother, Aaron Appleberry, you know, we've got a business name together, and may he rest in peace, love him. But, you know, get ready to be celebrating the silver anniversary of the ministry. And then on the 28th of this month, going to be celebrating my life when my mom and daddy was gifted and blessed with me to come into this world. You know, my dad's birthday is this month. My grandson's birthday is the same day as my dad on Juneteenth of this year, June 19th. So, man, this is an awesome month for us, man. I'm full every day just basking in the presence of God, just, you know what I'm saying, realizing what God has done. You know what I'm saying, with everything that I've been through in the last 25 years, the things that God has allowed me to see throughout. I'll be 53 years old at the end of this month. Out of the 53 years of being on this earth, what God has allowed me to overcome and brought me through, man, it's just, oh, man, I can't do nothing but say thank you, Lord, because he's been so mighty, mighty good to me. You know what I'm saying? Supposed to have been dead a long time ago, if you got to look at it from my perspective. You know what I'm saying? But God saw fit to bring me through because he had an assignment for me. He had a mission for me. You understand what I'm saying? And I told him that I accepted that mission, you know what I'm saying, years ago, no matter what, you know what I'm saying, I was going to keep the faith. I wasn't going to give up on the mission, you know what I'm saying, no matter how hard it got my brothers and my sisters. It got really hard, you know what I'm saying, from drugs to women to alcohol, street running, you know what I'm saying, gambling, just doing things of the world. You understand what I'm saying? You understand, I did things for my pleasure. And to keep my people happy, my clique happy, you know what I'm saying, my crew happy, you know what I'm saying, and what God has brought me through. Now that all the time I was out there serving the world, you know what I'm saying, and everything, I listen, it was something, because Jew Music says the other night, it was so powerful, you know what I'm saying, I was going to church, but church wasn't in me, you know what I'm saying, get out of church and be ready to go and hit the streets and, you know what I'm saying, get my party on. So you know what I'm saying? God can change anybody. You know what I'm saying? And you know, when you grow up and you go through your changes and you have depression. So we have to be very careful of how we treat our young people today, because, see, we're not young anymore. So we don't know what our young people are going through today. We see it because we set the pattern for what they're going through. Oh, see, I done stepped on some toes. Let me put my disclaimer out there. I will step on toes, I will ruffle feathers, but I'm not going to disrespect you, I'm not going to put you down, okay? But I will talk about issues that are real and what people are talking about out here in these streets and what's going on in this world. You can avoid it if you want to. I'm going to bring it to the forefront, and I'm going to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I'm going to stand up against those spirits in the name of Jesus. See, we're so busy trying to tear each other down. See, here's another problem. We're too busy trying to tear each other down. We're not qualified to speak to the spirits, so we just attack each other. See, it's not the person. It's the spirit of the enemy that lives in the person. See, you say you're a Christian, so greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That means when the Holy Ghost came on you, the Holy Spirit went in you. Did you catch what I said? See, the Holy Spirit dwells and lives in you, but you had to be hit with the Holy Ghost to be able to receive it. You can take that however you want it. All you scholars and theologians out there, you can rip it up, shred it, and turn it around all you want. Shake it up and run it over if you want to. But I tell you, it's going to come back to me blessed. I'm blessed just like that. How about that? So all I'm saying to you is that if you look in the mirror, you will see the problem. You will see the problem. Because I don't care if you got all the money in the world, you got the biggest mansion, you got the fanciest cars. I don't care if your wife is I can't even quote what Dr. Kim called him. I don't care if your husband is all of that and then some, and she all that and then some. Let me tell you something. When you look in that mirror, you better ask God what is the flaws that you need to fix in you, because money can't buy it. You understand? Money can't get you in heaven. You understand what I'm saying? Money can't buy you the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And see, you saying, yes, it can. Yes, it can. See, I said it surpasses all understanding. You don't even understand. Because I said the peace of God. God's peace is something that you got to experience when you spend time with him. When you come to know him. When you get into a relationship with him. And see, some of these problems that you're dealing with, a lot of those problems won't even be real to you anymore. You listen. You can tell the level. My God, let me put my arm on real tight. Let me tighten this bolt up right here. Let me tell you something. You can always tell person by the, you know, they say you can tell the tree by the fruit that is bare, right? So you know what I'm saying. People will be one way in the light and another way in the dark. Did you hear what I said? People put up a facade for you real quick. See, one thing about me, and a lot of people say this to you, a lot of people don't like me because I don't mind telling you the truth. But then I don't like taking a lot of mess off people. I don't want to listen to a lot of crap. I don't want to be a part of it, for real. I don't like listening to another lot of negativity. You know what I'm saying? I don't. You know, if someone needs to come to me with some counseling, that's one thing. But just to be sitting up conversating with all that negativity, you know what I'm saying? I'm wondering, how you a Christian? Why we not spending time with God, talking to God? Why we not taking our problems to God? Why we not having prayer vigils? We do a prayer vigil every Saturday morning. Every Saturday morning. You know what I'm saying? I talk about it here on the air. I tell everybody to come together with us every morning, no matter where you are, and stop and pray with us every morning, 10:15 Central Standard Time. And I invite people to come on and pray on this prayer line. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to be able to come back on the airways right now. My schedule, it keeps us from coming to the airways with you all over the world. But I let you know that we are praying. And I'm going to start putting that number out there. So no matter where you are, you can call in and get on that prayer line. But if we start coming together and stop trying to be like the world, looking like the world, then we'll be able to help to save the lost. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be fishers of men. The problem is, what's the problem? We don't know how to fish no more. We don't want to go fishing no more. It's too hot out there. I don't want to go in that neighborhood. I don't know them people. So what's the problem? I would just like to know what the problem is. How is it that a podcast over there talking about butts and breasts and men's genitals and men fine and women fine can get 1 million listeners, but I can only get about 5? And then you get discouraged because he ain't got no listeners. Ain't nobody calling in. Ain't nobody listening to that show. Nobody listening to you. And you and you take that and run with it instead of just doing the work of the Lord. See, God know when you real and when you just out for self. A lot of y'all out for self. And it's obvious. All over this world. A lot of you out for self. But God finna punish you. God is finna punish you. You led a lot of his sheep astray. He entrusted his sheep to you. And you didn't do the right thing. You didn't do the right thing. You got so complacent and so used to what you're doing that you don't even think it's wrong no more. Did you hear I said that? I said no more. But the word told you in 1 Peter 5. Read the whole chapter. It says, be sober minded. Be careful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But God says, resist him. Stand firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And all you're concerned about is you. How is that possible? How? So I'm just at the point where, what is it that we're doing? 2 Corinthians 11 tells you, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So how are the people supposed to distinguish you, so-called Christian, and Satan? Because one thing about it is that Satan know who real to God and who's not. Now, you can play with it, but Satan know too. Because you got to remember, Satan is a spirit too. And the scripture tells us to worship God in spirit and in truth. You worship your God in spirit and in lies. Listen, you like the lights. You like the cameras. You like the attention. You like the hand claps. You like the amens. You love all of that. But God says, guess what? It's like my name is on their lips coming out their mouth, but I'm far from their hearts. He also told you everybody that says, Lord, Lord, will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. What are we doing? What's the problem? What's the problem? I'm just asking the question that I hear, you know what I'm saying? All the time. What's the problem? What's wrong with our children? What's going on? Why is this happening? Why are we going through this? Oh, it's so hot. Oh, this humidity. Oh, I'm so ready to get off. I'm so tired. I'm ready to go home. We always complaining. Before COVID, man, I need a job, man. Ain't no jobs. I can't get no job, man. I sure need to work. Now it's plenty of jobs. You don't want to go to work. God made a way out of no way. God allows something to happen in the earth to change some things around, and you want to go back to the same old thing. God gave you an opportunity to become new wineskins so he could pour some new blessings in you, and you wanted to put back on the same old thing. And you wonder why hell busting loose at the seams. It's growing every day. Because you bumping your gums saying hallelujah, but your heart ain't even got nothing but hallelujah in it. But no, I'm too radical. I'm too blunt. I shouldn't be talking about this. He don't know what he's talking about. You better open up the Word of God. Study your Word. I just told you what 2 Timothy said about times of difficulty. You living in them right now. You living in those times of difficulty right now, and you ain't seen nothing yet. You look over there in the news, and you look over there in Brussels, Geneva somewhere, and you see all those world leaders meeting at NATO over there, and they getting together how they're going to take over the world and how they're being bought out by big corporations and how money is being spent to reform and put things in order so they can put you in check, and you ain't even paying attention. Ain't even paying attention. You won't even do your research. You listen, what's the problem? Everything starts at the top. Let's get that understood. Everything starts at the top. You know, everything. So here we go right here. If you look at law enforcement, law enforcement starts at the top up there with those alphabets, the CIA, the FBI, the DEA, ATF, all of them right there that's under the out there in Washington and Virginia and all those areas, right? You understand what I'm saying? Under the strong arms of the ones in the back room, you know what I'm saying, telling the president what to do. You know what I'm saying? He's always been a puppet. You know what I'm saying? And the ones that didn't want to be a puppet, you know what I'm saying, that pissed them off, it took them out. It took one out. Because he was about to make major changes. I'm talking about John F. Kennedy. I there were a lot of presidents that was before that, right off the top, I can't, you know, and forgive me, the one that sold out to the... the IRS and the Treasury Department, right off the top of my head, I can't give you their names, but the Federal Reserve. See, when you hear Federal Reserve, you think that they fall under the government. Federal Reserve is a private entity owned by the richest people in the world, started by them. And those crooks, President of the United States of this country, and told him, you either do this or we do this. And he put us all in debt. We still paying our debt to them. We still paying our debt to China. You know, and then they had to borrow money here. You got to do your history, man. Look back. If you do your history and understand, John F. Kennedy wanted to change all of that. You know, I don't like to get into politics because I think politicians are crooks. You know what I'm saying? I think they're liars. I think they're deceivers. I think they're manipulators. You know, whether all of them fit under that category, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm just speaking for me right now. You know, you say you're going to do things for the people. So why are people poor? Why are people suffering? Why are people hungry? Why are people in need of housing? Why are people in need of clothing? You know what I'm saying? Why are our veterans out on the streets? I'm looking at things like that, because if you are a politician serving your community, serving your parish, your county, whatever it is, your state or whatever, you need to be, listen, you need to speak up. You ain't speaking up loud enough. I bet you got a nice house. I bet you got a nice car. I bet you your wife got a nice car. A lady politician, I bet you your husband ride nice. I bet you your children go to the best schools. I bet you got food in your refrigerator, food in your cupboards. I bet you your dog even living good. Your family's children got things lined up because you took it from us. When the world, when the Twin Towers went down, where did all the gold go? Has anyone ever told us that yet? No, because we shut up and we don't want to talk about it. Where did all the money go? There shouldn't be no one suffering in this world, period. All this money? All this money that's funneled all around the world? You got money to build nuclear bombs and send people to the moon, but you ain't got money to send people to the space. Let me say that. You send them into space. You can't prove not one time nobody landed nowhere. And this just me now. I could care less if you never listen to Breaking Chains again. I'm going to put it in your every time. It's just time to say enough is enough, man. Listen, men, stand up and be men. Stop letting these women kind of trying to have a dominant control over everything. And you sitting back, sitting on your... What? Sitting on... I ain't cussing. I love that button right there. You know, seriously, we're supposed to be the providers to protect us. If you listen, here you go right here. If that's not what you want to do, that's not what you gonna do. You know what I'm saying? You like to be pushed around and told what to do all the time, and being just, you know what I'm saying, living from pillar to post, paycheck to paycheck. That's on you now. You know what I'm saying? I pray God that will give you strength. Told you, he gave you dominion of the earth. He just didn't give you dominion over man. You so busy trying to run somebody's life, you can't even handle your own life. What's the problem? Take a look in the mirror. We all got issues, man. We all got something we dealing with. What makes me special is because I'm a child of God, chosen, called. According to his purpose, royal priesthood, heir to the kingdom, joint heir to the throne of God. I pray that for you too. But I'm going to speak it over my life. I'm going to speak it over yours too, but I'm going to walk in it. I pray you walk in it too. Coming on here every day is not easy. You heard Jew Music say, there are days that people wake up, man, just don't want to be bothered, don't even want to move. But you got to call on the Lord, give you strength to pick you up. He don't mind, but just want to move forward, just want to get up. He looking at your heart. He could care less about all your materialistic worldly things. God don't care about that stuff, man. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob can bless you, or the God of this world, the prince of the air, can bless you. He can't bless you. He just give you stuff. He don't bless nobody. Lord, forgive me for that. That two bits ain't going to give you nothing. He'll allow you to take from the poor to give to the rich. Or put in your pocket to make you richer, stealing from the poor. And I know a lot of people out there are powerful entrepreneurs doing their thing. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. But if a lot of the rich people in the world would just give back, you know what I'm saying? Give everybody something. You're taking millions given to this organization over here. Spread your wealth around then, so that everybody can feel your love. People need to feel loved, man. People out here are hurting and struggling. If God came and destroyed everything today, ain't nothing you can do with that money. If he shut down the world system right now, everything, ain't nothing you can do with that money. You remember the old saying, you know, give a person the roses while they still can smell them, while they still can see them? Mm-hmm. Hey, man, we need to act like we love each other. We need to act like, you know what I'm saying, that we are in this together, you know? Seriously. 858-357-9137. Check us out on the live stream, www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. Shoot us an email, webreakingchains@gmail.com. Hang on, we'll be right back. Pastor Rod hanging out with you. Breaking Chains, a special assignment. Big shout out to Pastor Joseph, Pastor Jackson, Pastor Kim, Elder Melvin, Evangelist Aquina, Pastor Zena, you know what I'm saying, Pastor Sterling, all of the pastors out there that are part of this ministry. God bless them and their families. Love you. And everybody that's affiliated, man, and got their hearts wrapped up into loving God. God bless you, and we love you. Hang on, y'all. We'll be right back kicking off the second hour. Hang on.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
That you care for, give you so much pain. You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, big bro. Hey, welcome back to the show. That's my big brother, Andre Williams, Tight Spots, out of Atlanta, Georgia. He does, you know, voice work, everything, man. You like his voice, huh? I taught him everything you know. Hey, welcome back to the show, Breaking Chains, the special assignment, IT Radio. Hey, I'm Pastor Rod, hanging out with you. Me and the Lord just rolling together. I'm sitting over here in the passenger seat having a great time getting instructions on what to say to you as he drives. So, you know, it's time to make a statement, y'all. We got to stop asking the question, what's the problem? And act like we know the problem and use the solution, the antidote that we have to fix the problem. You know what I'm saying? Which is the word. You know what I'm saying? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. You know what I'm saying? And the Word became flesh. You know that scripture, right? Read John 1 and 1. And one thing that we have to understand is that, you know, God said in the beginning, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So that's plural. Our is a plural word. More than one. And we have to get back to the place where our first love, and we know that that's the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And we have to get back to that. We got to stop denying it. We got to stop putting it off. We got to stop playing with it. We got to stop lying about it. But we also got to stop being disrespectful to the Word of God and stop being disrespectful to God. You know what I'm saying? We all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God, of course. You know what I'm saying? God knows that. That's why he had to send his son Jesus to let him die on the cross for us, to shed his blood for the remission of sin. And that's what the word says. You know what I'm saying? Whether you want to call him Jesus, that English name, or you want to call him Yahshua, his Hebrew name. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. You know what I'm saying? He knows who he is. I am. And then what he told him, I am. Tell him, I am sent you. I'm telling you, I am sent me. I'm like the Blues Brothers. I'm on a mission from God. Mm-hmm. You know? And I got to complete that mission. I got to complete my assignment. I got to stay on my post. No matter how hard it is, no matter how ugly it looks, no matter how many fiery darts come at me, because I got my shield of faith. You understand what I'm saying? I got my breastplate of righteousness on. I got my helmet of salvation on. You know what I'm saying? I got my boots of peace on. I got my sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. You understand what I'm saying? But I got on my belt of truth. Listen, I know. We all fabricated the truth to make ourselves look good or make ourselves not look bad. You know? But you can't lie about the Word of God. And if you're going to stand on the Word of God, we should be just telling the truth anyway. We got to let people know that this battle has nothing to do with flesh and blood. The scriptures tell you that. You know what I'm saying? Why are we not, why are we not preparing people for what yet to come? For what is going on? If people would just understand what's going on, people wouldn't have to fear as much and be in such of a panic. We have to start back treating situations as if everybody's a babe in the Word of God. That's no disrespect to anybody. If Ephesians 6 and starting at verse 10 going to tell us, after everything that goes on, he says, finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Not man. Man's power does not overrule God's power. They don't even come in the same category. But he tells us what to do. I said every night when we sign on, I tell everybody to suit up. Put on your full armor of God. Why do I tell you that? Because the scriptures tell you that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. It says that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. When the day of evil comes, y'all, we live in it. Say, therefore, put on your full armor so that you will be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, why you play with it? Why you feel like being a Christian today but not tomorrow? Why you was a Christian yesterday at church but you don't feel like being one today? Because your reality show is on, or you got to go hang out, you got to go do this, you got to go do that. The scripture tells us, out of all the things that are going on around us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. You don't want to wait on God to give them to you. You want to go try to outrun God and get them for yourself. How in the world are you going to try to outrun the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end? Somebody that done been at the end of your life, into my life, you ain't got there yet. You still breathing. You don't know when your end coming. You don't know what your end look like. None of that. But he does. That's why he's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He done went out and prepared your path for you, laid out your journey. Read Jeremiah 29:11. He tells you. Tells you that he knows the plans. Do you know the plans? Do you know your plan? I know. Listen, hold on a second. I know you spend that time with somebody. I know my plans. I got my portfolio ready. I got everything. Yeah, all that's well and good. But you don't know what tomorrow holds. God does, because he told you in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. He say plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. So why are you putting yourself in harm's way? He didn't do it. Listen, God want to bless you with something, but you keep doing it your way, that he got to come back and fix this situation for you, to get you out of that situation, to heal you from that situation, and then get you back on path, and then got to get you back so that you could see if you prepared to receive the blessing he was about to give you then, that you messed up. So you think I'm just be talking that we pay attention. My name ain't Dr. Such and Such and Bishop Such and Such and, as you say, Apostle Such and Such and Prophet Such and Such. I'm a child of God. Chosen. All good things come to those who wait and are called according to his purpose. I got faith. I can wait. You know what I'm saying? As long as I'm working towards and striving to be more like him and doing what he's asking of me, I know it's coming. And I know it's going to come in the overflowing and abundance. He said he'll open up the windows of heaven, you understand, and pull me out a blessing that I won't even be able to contain it. Overflow. So it'll bless you, it'll bless you, it'll bless you, it'll bless you. You, and you. See, he does that to the ones that he know going to bless others. Coming on here every night when me and my pastors come on, when we come on, we come on here to be a vessel used of God, but also to step up against the enemy, to stand in the gap, to intercede on your behalf. You know what I'm saying? Calling out those spirits. So I my prayer is that you are out there praying for us. Because everybody is not P-R-A-Y praying for us. A lot of people out there are P-R-E-Y praying on us. Because we're coming up against the God they serve. Don't want to hear this. Don't want to hear it because they say it's a white man religion. So many fiery darts that try to come this way. We chain breakers. We chain breakers. We warriors. We soldiers for God. Suited up. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Dipped in the blood of Jesus. Carrying the blood-stained banner. The full armor of God. A hedge of protection. Guardian angels. Try it if you want to. He told you, touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. I'm going to use just that piece right there. A lot of you out there following behind a name instead of following behind sound doctrine in the word of God. You better get your mind right. James Brown said, you better get on the good foot. Hey! I just threw some humor in there. You listen, Drew Tony say, it's God or nothing. We either going to get with God's plan or it's nothing. Because man's plan can't do nothing with God's plan. You either hot or cold, lukewarm, he spit out of his mouth. That's what the word says. You got to choose who team you're going to be on, who you ride with. Yo, homie, who you riding with? Yo, chick, who you riding with? Talking your language right now. What's up, homeboy? Who you riding with? What up, G? What's up, SA? Who you riding with? Who you riding with? Chica, who you riding with? You got the, I don't know all that language, man, but I'm just saying. You know, I've seen a lot of things that I can call out problems, but it's time for solutions. It's time for the soldiers to rise up. It's time for the children of God to stand. The church. You the church, you the church, you the church, I'm the church, we the church. Jesus told Peter, upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of Hades, my hell, will not be able to prevail against it. So if the spirit of the Lord dwells in you and your body is to be used as the temple of God, as a sacrifice to him, you understand what I'm saying? That you got to surrender all over to him, give yourself back to him. And he going to give himself to you. And he say, where he is, you shall be there also. So his spirit is in me. And guess what? My spirit is with him already. We already connected. So, you know, there are a lot of problems. But what are you going to do to fix them? Martin Luther King was assassinated, murdered, shot down. Because he was trying to fix some problems for the people. He troubled some folks. I was telling you before we got into this hour about everything starts at the top. You know, law enforcement is like wild cowboys on the streets because, you know what I'm saying, head government law enforcement is wild cowboys. Have been since J. Edgar Hoover days of the FBI. It hadn't changed. It's even worse now. They don't like for you to call them out. They don't like for you to speak up against them. They cause trouble for you. All kind of things. But you got to be you got to be ready for that. You ready to do the work of the Lord? Are you ready to bow down and kiss the feet of man? I ain't kissing the feet of man. I'm not going to do it. But what? If God be for me, who could be against me? All y'all could be against me, but God be for me. So you know, we got to be willing to really stand on that. You know what I'm saying? And if we're not willing to really stand on that, ooh. Mm-mm. No, that's all right. You know what I'm saying? And we got to decide who we're gonna be with. Seriously. You know, are we gonna serve man or God? You know what I'm saying? Who we gonna serve? And I don't know. We just got to get to that place. It would be nice if we all can get on one accord. It would be so powerful if we can get on one accord and you know, just be on one accord and just preaching the, if we can just, you know what I'm saying, for 30 days, if we can just get on one accord and just start teaching about repentance and start teaching about heaven and hell. Start letting people know that, you know what I'm saying, when you ask what the problem is, take them to 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Show them what the problem is. Let them see it in the Word of God. And when they see it in the Word of God, when he tells them that in the last days there will be times of difficulty, and all they got to do is look around. Just look around. Look around you. We are in those times of difficulty. You see, the scripture tells you. What's the problem, y'all? Take them to the scripture. You ain't got to point the finger at nobody. Take them to the Word of God. Because we do see people being lovers of self. We do see people being lovers of money, proud and arrogant, abusive. Our children being disobedient to their parents because we've allowed it. Stop talking about these children so out of control. You allowed it. You did nothing to stand up and speak up against it. So that's the path you lay down for the next generation. So what you think they're going to lay down for the next generation if we don't intervene with the Word of God? Jesus took action. He got out there. What about you? You went to church yesterday, sat in the car, had church, went in the building, however your pastor doing it, you know what I'm saying? But you went, but how you are today? Are you still having church? Everywhere I go is my pulpit because I'm the church. I'm the platform. God uses me as a vessel, as his servant. I'm his child. I'm his disciple. I'm supposed to be out here fishing for men. I told you. Y'all act like y'all forgot how to fish. You have your equipment at home. So since it seems to be that way, we need to go back to the beginning and start teaching like you're brand new to the faith so you can understand it. We need to hit the reset button on you and start you over. We need to start over and get right with God. We always murmuring and complaining. A two-week trip turned into 40 years because of that. You wonder why your life look like trouble right now. Because all you do is murmur and complain and whine. Oh, I don't feel good. Oh, I'm hurt. Do something about it. First thing you need to do is talk to God. God going to direct your step if you trust in him with all your heart. Now, if you don't trust in him with all your heart, you going to lean to your own understanding when he tell you not to. But those that trust in God with all their heart, on their own understanding. I don't do that no more. I trust in God now. I give it all to God now. I ain't always been that way. But I know where I am now. I ain't going to tell you that it's easy. But I make it hard. See, we got to hold ourselves accountable. That was my question tonight. What's the problem? What's the problem, brothers and sisters? Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and start reading. and you will see the problem. And then I want you to go over to Galatians 5 and start at chapter 17 and read all the way down and decide how you're going to fix the problem. Because you're going to either be one or the other. You're going to choose who's going to be in your circle and who not. You're going to start making some changes. You're going to start making a difference. You're going to let your voice be heard. You're going to stand up against representatives like Taylor Green, who made compared the mass mandate against the Holocaust. And then today she come on talking about she apologized. She was made to apologize because she's a senator. She's a representative. She didn't mean it. She meant what she said. When they use the call you niggas and all them words, they say, don't say that on there. When they call you niggas and all that, they say, oh, I'm apologizing. I'm not that person. They lying. Yes, they are. They serve a demonic spirit. They don't care about you. If they did, we wouldn't see homeless veterans. We wouldn't see hungry. We wouldn't see hunger in the earth, homelessness in the earth. We wouldn't see none of this if they cared. Voting rights bill. How you sitting at the head of state and all this and letting people strip rights from people to vote? You don't care about the people? Tell you what. We love you. We don't care what you say about it. Ain't nothing you can do about it. We're going to love you to the end of time. Period. It's because of who we belong to. We know who we are and whose we are. And speaking of that, don't forget tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Dr. Kemp will be on with History Talk to teach you about who you are. Because you still lost, man. We got to reset everything and start all over again and start at kindergarten and start teaching again. You know what I'm saying? For those that know, you need to do the same thing. You need to start teaching from a lower level and stop teaching people from your level. Because a lot of people not getting it. All you got to do is go out your front door, drive down the street, and you will see that they ain't getting it. They shooting, they killing, they murdering, they robbing, they stealing. They doing all kinds of things that is ungodly. And they doing it in the bright daylight and have no fear about doing it. You know, Dr. Kemp, I just clicked back over. I apologize. Pastor, I'm finna bring you on right now. Our overseer is here. Everybody say good evening and welcome to our overseer, Pastor Dr. LeVert Kemp. Good evening, Pastor. How you doing, sir?
Good evening to you. Good evening to each and everyone who is listening to the broadcast. I was listening and sitting back listening. The world is in a chaotic state. And we have to come to the realization, just as Joshua said, when Joshua was about to die, Joshua made a profound statement. When he told the children of Israel, he said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Whether God on the other side, which was out of God, or you going to serve the real God? Then he said, but as for me and my house, what will your house do? Are you preaching and teaching your children? And those individuals under your roof and those that you're related to. the word of God. Are you planting that seed in them? Because the Bible said if we train up a child in the way it should go, when he's old, he won't depart from it. So we need to start planting those seeds when the child is young. When I first started in the church, the old folks used to say, you bend the tree while the sap is down. In other words, you train the tree. If you ever went and look on the medium, they plant these small trees. All the small trees have wires, and the wires is to make them grow straight up and direct them which way to go. And so are we to do it out. Grandchildren, direct them, teach them. We can't smoke a blunt without blood. They're not gonna smoke weed. Can't get high and drink with them and think that they're not gonna. You know, they say if you play with a dog, he lick you in your face. If you sit around and yourself being so good to your kids, but the next thing you understand, you treating them like they're your equal. Well, then they're gonna treat you just like they treat your friends. But it's incumbent upon us to learn. Paul, you know, we're not perfect, but Paul said, Apostle Paul said, not that I've apprehended. But he said, the one thing he did know, he pressed toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. And so that's what we're living for, that higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus. We are to press on. It's not going to be easy. But too many things are happening in the African-American community. And then we say that we're Christians, but the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. What are we teaching our children? The Bible says, thou shalt not commit adultery. But we're shacking up. We're doing all kind of things. But what are we teaching our children? The very thing that we're teaching them not to do, we're out here doing. So now what are we teaching them? Look over the world and thou shalt not steal. We'll go around and buy hot stuff from people and just all kind of things. So when you're going with that, you saying it's okay. So you're in agreement with it. We need to sit back and watch what we're saying and what we're doing around our children. Because they're killing one another at alarming rate, and it's not just in Alabama or Louisiana. It's all over the United States. Black kids are killing one another. We have such low self-esteem. And on Tuesday night, one of the reasons why we're like that is because we're people who don't know who we are. And when you don't know who you are, we don't. Everything that we have is from a white society. Everything we've been trained to think we're dumb. We've been trained to think all sorts of things. We've been trained to worship the way they want us to worship. They're not living by the word of God, but they want you to live by the word of God. They will not live with these people. Televangelists are not living by the word. And then what we're doing is we're not living by it. So it's something that we have to do. I heard Pastor, as he was saying, we got to learn to trust in the Lord with our heart and lean not to our understanding. Whenever I hear that verse of scripture, I think about in my past growing up, I thought selling drugs, and that my thing had me getting high selling drugs and just running wild with the ladies and making money. That was all what life was about. That's what my own understanding had. But when I started trusting in God and I stopped leaning to my own, the flesh, and I started going, you know, the Bible say that which is spirit is spirit, but that which is flesh is flesh. We have to get out of that flesh, live in the spirit. Well, I began to have a great understanding. I started understanding that the problems that I had wasn't nothing for me to worry about. I learned that those problems was really something that God was allowing me to go through. So with that, I just learned I need to trust in Him. This program is such a relief. And so I wish so many more individuals would listen to this broadcast, because it's a blessing. It has so many powerful ministers and pastors that come on that share the word of God. I know a whole lot of it, sometimes we don't speak with any cut on it. We just say executive, plain and simple. The Bible is plain and simple. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, eternal life. We don't have a heaven or hell to put anybody into, but we can tell you that if we're not following the world, it tells us that the wages of sin is death. In other words, the price of sin is death. That's what you're going to get paid. When you work, you work for a wage. See, your work is going to decide what you're going to do and which way you're going to go. But the wages is death. But the gift of God, eternal life, for that we say thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Woo, that's real talk. I tell you, y'all, we just got to get it together. You know what I'm saying? What did it say? Each one reach one, right? So we all got to do it. You know what I'm saying? And we can just, if one person can reach another person, we can just keep that going. We can get some things done and we can see some changes going on. And God can get the glory. You know, God wants to see us happy. He wants to see us prosperous. You know what I'm saying? But prosperous in the spirit. You worrying about the money. You know what I'm saying? We got to have a rich spirit of him. You know what I'm saying? Full of him. I'm talking about an overflow of him. And then everything else going to come. But we want to flip that thing around and we running after money. And money ain't got nothing to do with it. You know? Money ain't going to get you into heaven, brothers and sisters. But your love of that money can definitely get you into hell. A front seat. You understand? Because that's just real. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to drop our final comments in and get some more words from Dr. Kim before we get out of here. Give you your Black History tip for the night and your health tip. And we'll be right back, y'all. We love you. Hang on. YET Radio, Special Simon and Breaking Chains.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation. But I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right, I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I
Breaking Chains with Young Adult Talk on YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you. Welcome back. Welcome back. Breaking Chains, a special assignment. Oh, man, I tell you, if we listen to that song right there, we got to learn to put our trust in God. You know what I'm saying? Period. That, listen, there's no ins and ifs and ands about it, no ins or outs about it. It's just simple, straight to the point. You just got to put your trust in God. God say, you either hot or cold, because lukewarm, I'm going to spit it out of my mouth. So, you know, you either going to trust him or you're not. At least he know you're telling him the truth. He know that anyway. But you know what I'm saying? You need to start living like you trust God. We got to stop living like the world. They don't trust and believe in God. The lost can't even tell us apart, some of us. You know what I'm saying? So we the church. We represent the kingdom of God. Let's start acting like it. Please. I'm asking you. I'm praying that you hear it. Because 2 Chronicles 7:14, you say, oh, that's in the Old Testament. You can call it what you want to. But God meant what he said. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, should humble themselves and pray. You too full of pride. You don't want to humble yourself. You only pray on Sunday. You only pray when you need something. You only acknowledge God no other time. You just want to call on him because you need the bills paid. You need some money. You want to go to the boat. Lord, let me hit this and get this money, Lord. See, that's when you use his name in vain. You just be playing. And then you say, seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. The wickedness is going wild out here. And you want him to heal the land and hear us? Come on. I'm not speaking no negativity because I know God hears. He hears his children. But there's some of you that's still out there that are lost and need to come on in and hear us too. Because we're just going to tell you the word of God. And let me get ready to turn this mic over. I see Pastor Jackson came on. Pastor Kemp sent me a text that he just lost his uncle about an hour and a half ago. And his cousin lost his wife, buried her about a week or so ago. And this is his dad that just passed. So Pastor Jackson is just joining us. God bless you, Pastor Jackson. We definitely keeping you and your prayer, your family lifted in prayer. We wrapping our arms around you in the spirit, man, and may the spirit of the Lord comfort and strengthen you and your family. Before we get out of here, sir, you'd like to say something?
Well, I just thank God for this ministry. It has really been a blessing to me. It has really nurtured me and matured me. And I thank God for you. I thank God for all the brothers that comes on, the sisters as well, that comes on and glorifying God and lifting up his people, man. Because, you know, we never know, but God knows. And we all have an appointment that we can't reschedule. So thank you for all that you've poured into my life, sir. I thank God for you, Dr. Kemp, Pastor Joseph, Elder Melvin, Sister Quina, Pastor Zena, your sister, Minister Amy. You know, I just thank God for this ministry, man, because it's doing some great things. It's breaking chains in the life of people and all around the world that we may never know. But it's okay because God knows. Because God knows. And thank you so much for your prayers, sir.
All glory to God, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, and we love you, brother. Dr. Kemp, got a final comment, sir, you want to throw out there before we get ready to get out of here?
So my final comment is teach. My final comment is the Great Commission, not just the ministers or the pastors, but all of us have the Great Commission when Jesus said, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And he said, teach them to observe all things that I've taught you, and lo, I'm with you always, even until the end. It's time that we stop entertaining and screaming and hollering and dancing, jumping up and down, and teach our people. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And I listened to what you were saying earlier when you were talking about Chronicles. Solomon had just finished building the temple, and that this is his second vision from God. and he had did all the dedication, but God knew that the children of Israel was going to fail him. So he gave Solomon something to know what to do when the people fail. What he gave him was he told him that we're what to do. And when he was telling him what to do, he was strengthening him for all Israel. And I was glad that you utilized that verse, because it stands for us today. When Chronicles says that, if my people who are called by my name, and all believers, if we all believers, we're called by his name. He said we will just simply humble ourselves and pray and seek his face. In other words, get to know the Lord, seek his face. And he said, but we got to turn from our wicked way. We got to give up the evil and say, then he'll hear our prayers. He'll forgive our sins and heal our land. And so I'm asking us today, we need a healing of our land, because we forgot who God is. We went into the God of money and miracles, and it's time to get into the God named Jesus the Christ. God bless you.
Amen. 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 All right, everybody. Pastor Jackson, want to say something real quick before we get out of here? Anything else you got there?
Just again, thank you all. Thank you, sir, for your prayer. That's about it. I thank God for this ministry.
All right, sir. Thank you. All right, everybody. Here's our Black History honoree for tonight. Don't forget, this is Black Music Month. And told you last night, all this music that you hear, I don't care what genre of music it is, comes from Africa. It comes from Africa, period. Just let's leave it like that. Mm. But our honoree tonight is Lorraine Hansberry. Lorraine Hansberry was a gifted playwright who tragically died at the age of 34 after a long battle with cancer. Her masterwork, A Raisin in the Sun, tells the story of an African-American family's life in the Washington Park subdivision of Chicago's Woodlawn neighborhood, a plot inspired by her own family's experience. The play was first written by an African-American woman to be produced on Broadway. Hansberry became the youngest playwright and the fifth woman to receive the New York Drama Critics Circle Award for Best Play of the Year. Our honoree tonight, Miss Lorraine Hansberry. All right, here's your health tip for the evening. Don't forget, drink plenty of water. The humidity is high. The temperature is rising. Stay hydrated, everybody. Keep plenty of water. I know you like sodas. You like to do Kool-Aid or whatever it is. But put plenty of water in your body, at least 64 ounces of water every day. That's just 5 bottles of water, 16 ounces, or 8 glasses with 8 ounces in it, all right? Cut back on all the fried foods and cut back on the sweets, that high rise in sugar in your body and everything like that, and that fried food in your blood system and in your system. Eat a lot of vegetables, eat a lot of fruit, and stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. Exercise. Go early in the morning to take a walk or a jog, or late in the evening as the sun sets, and you know what I'm saying, and get your exercise on, all right? And most importantly, stay inside the Word of God. Stay before God in prayer, and build your relationship with God. That's most important, because spiritual health leads to better physical health, which takes care of your mental health, all right? Takes away all your stress, worries, and pains. So stay focused on that, everybody. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp with History Talk. Learn who you are and whose you are. Right here on Breaking Chains, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And everybody, just stay focused out there. Let's fix the problems. Let's become the solution and not the problem. Pastor Kemp, can you pray us out tonight, please?
Yes, I can. God bless each and every one. Merciful Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus. First, Lord, we want to say, Lord, forgive us if we'll sin by omission or commission. If we'll sin to transgress against your holy word in any form or fashion, please have mercy and forgive us. Heavenly Father, we come, Lord, just saying thank you. Lord, we want to say thank you for all the blessings that you've given us. And Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, and say thank you for the blessings that you've given right now in the present. But Lord, we want to thank you now. We're going to be prophesied. We're going to thank you for the blessings that we have in the future. Now, Lord, I ask, Lord, to build us up where we're torn down, strengthen us where we're weak. Lead and guide us in all spirit and in truth. And, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you make us doers, not just hearers of your word. Lord, we pray, Lord, for a special blessing, and we pray your anointing, Lord, and Pastor Jackson as his time of bereavement. Lord, we understand, Lord, that there's no woman that Mother Earth could give that God cannot heal. But, Lord, in these trying times, he and his family, we ask that you strengthen them, Lord, and let them know all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Now, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you bless this program. And, Lord, that we continue to tell every man, woman, boy, and girl that the wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life. And that we continue to give you all compromised word. Because we are never to compromise your word. We are to always look to you. But Lord, you're the author and the finish of our faith. Bless this ministry, Lord, of breaking things. Let us break the bondage of sin from our lives. And let us continue to stand up. The old songwriter says, standing up for the blood-stained banner. We have to hold it up until we die. Now, Lord, for that, I say thank you. Lord, thank you again for everything that you've done, Lord. Thank you for the good days. Thank you for the bad days. And thank you for the heavenly days that we have before us. We just thank you and we praise you. In the mighty message, the name of Jesus, we pray. And for his sake, amen, amen, and amen.
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 God bless everybody, black, white, purple, or green. I love you, and there's just nothing you could ever do about it.
Amen to that.
Likewise, sir. Thank you.
Amen. All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. I'm about to play this last song for Pastor Jackson. Boy, I got to turn him up a minute. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. We love you. Peace out, everybody. Good night.
They thought they was gonna kill me with all their hate. Let them hoods blow, baby.
You can hate me all you want to, cuz it's only gonna make me stronger.
I don't think they hear me, dog.
You can't stop this, dog. You can't stop this.
It's God's plan, and I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm free now.
I'm ready.
I got my mind right.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
And I got my war clothes on.
The heat out on your boy and they left me for dead. Blood in my eyes, thorns on my head. Only thing that I can hear is what my savior say. While I'm in my own blood and I can't feel my legs, but I'ma live,
I'ma live.
I will not die. Got up off the ground and I wiped that blood up out my eyes. Got my mind right, got my grind right, stood up, now it's time to rise. Been resurrected,
resurrected.
I am alive. Blood drip, headed for war, fire in my eyes. Ready for war, no turning back. I got my dogs with me, 300 of us. Young Leonidas, take on the whole city. We don't retreat, we do not quit. We are not the same to live and die for the truth. Let's be plain, this is why I came. And if I were you, then dog, I'd probably hate me too. But the power that I come in is too big for you. To stop, so stop it for me before you go too far. My mind right, the time right, boy, and I'm ready for war.
Head to the sky, my war goes on.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.